Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfarin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 325 of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 32, Protect the Quasar Saber.
It aired November 8th, 1999. It's written by Judd Lynn and directed by Jonathan Zacher.
It's been a minute since old Zacher.
The Zacher Tack.
I don't like any of those. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Hey, last episode was Buck Wild. So
it's the craziest thing that's happened in 300 and however many episodes. So
maybe go check that out. Also, if you have Netflix, you know what's going on this episode because they give it all away.
They show you in the thumbnail and just straight up tell you in the description. So
cool job, Netflix. Anyway,
I'm trying so hard to keep that a secret.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anybody's watching along with this. Maybe five people are watching along with this. I don't think any more than that are. So we're going to watch that right now.
Go, Galactic!
And we're back. And we just watched Protect the Quasar Saber.
Yes, we did. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
There was one really stupid thing in this episode.
There was one very stupid thing in this episode.
I enjoyed a lot of it, but one part was really, really stupid. Can't wait to talk about that. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. Speaking of, two episodes in a row, we're like, oh, we need to do the Zeo stuff. Second one. It's as if we never even talked about the first time, which I think lets everyone know exactly how much we retain episode to episode. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid, or on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife if you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places. It would help us out a bunch, and we'd really appreciate it. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show. It helps out a bunch, and we really appreciate it as well. You guys know the deal. Patreon. You guys get it. It's Friday episode, so we don't have anything else. We don't have any preamble stuff. We did get an email that I actually want to talk about because it kind of alights on some of the Patricia Jolly, like why Cassie is not the new Pink Ranger. And it's kind of a
lights, please.
It's kind of a crappy reason, as you might expect. But also I read something that is as equally uncrappy right. as this, so it kind of cancels out in a weird, like, in a dividing fractions kind of way.
All right, let's start with the crappy.
Okay, here's the crappy one. This is from Bibbs. He says, hey guys, take this with a grain of salt, since behind-the-scenes stuff for Power Rangers occupies the, I think I remember reading about this, but not really part of my brain at best. But I believe I remember why the goodbye scene in Power Pink features the suit actors, not the actual actors. The reason is because it's an emergency rewrite / refilm, part of the fallout over the Saban screwing over Patricia Jolly stuff. From what I understand, Saban was being Saban about having to pay Patricia to take over the Galaxy Pink role. Saban tried to finagle things so that Patricia Jolly would be paid less by treating her as a guest star instead of a full-on cast member.
For the rest of the season?
Yes.
What a dick.
Yeah. She walked off set after it failed to get resolved to her satisfaction, but at that point, they had filmed an entire episode where Cassie became the Pink Galaxy Ranger, an expensive, limited Sentai footage episode described as Air Force One on the megaship. Completely binned because they couldn't use it. So the writers had to hastily write a new episode where a completely different person, and this is in parentheses, who is super awesome and super pretty and my future ex-wife and anyone else claiming otherwise are degenerate liars. That word got away from me.
You were not a WWF kid, though.
No,
so
I was a WCW kid. So this other person became Galaxy Pink. So not only did they have to rewrite stuff going forward, the writers had to go back and change the ending of Power of Pink in order to get rid of the stuff where they were setting up about Cassie becoming the new Pink Ranger. Voice acting is cheaper than schlepping some actors back for a single scene, so Saban just had the suit actors do the physical work for a scene. As I type this, I realize you guys must know this. And I assume there's like six people who are going to wail and gnash their teeth about my getting details wrong, but whatever. P.S. This is Bibbs. And one more thing. I was lucky enough to find my source for all this, a Live Journal blog whose info came from Judd Lynn about his time on Power Rangers from Turbo to Time Force. I have no idea if it's legit, but it lines up with what I've known. I think this is I haven't clicked on it. I think this is the Passion of the Chip article that I think we've talked about his chronicling. So that is like the crappy thing.
Yeah, that is very crappy.
Yes. Now,
just like, you have to pay actors.
You do.
That's how it works.
You really, really do. Can I tell you the equally uncrappy and frankly unsaban thing that they also did?
Yes.
So Valerie Vernon got diagnosed with leukemia
and
was in treatment when she had to leave the show, right?
Yeah.
They keep her on as a full cast member. Her name is in the credits. She's in the credits for the rest of the season, so they could keep paying her on. They could keep her on payroll and help pay for her leukemia payments.
That's exactly the opposite.
That's exactly the same amount of uncrappy. It is a zero-sum game, Saban. Not good on you, but everyone walks away with their hands clean, and the only person who really gets hurt is Patricia Jolly.
Right, but she still comes back in Megaforce.
Yeah, she comes back in Megaforce. Also, apparently she's a firefighter now. So
she's rad as hell.
She rules. She was also in this this like chip commercial for like tortilla chips.
Yeah, I remember she was in a commercial.
And like, she's a good actress. She really sold those chips.
So that's the problem. She wanted that good actress money.
She wanted that good actress money.
Saban doesn't have good. Well, he does. He has it.
Oh, he's got plenty, especially
that. He doesn't want to give any of it up.
No, that's his money. He hoards it like a dragon.
I want to see that episode now, though.
Yeah.
That should be a special feature somewhere.
It should. Here's the thing. That sounds so fake. Like, that sounds like my uncle who works at Nintendo kind of thing. If it's real, though, boy, would I like to see that episode.
Yeah.
Even if it's just the raw footage, just put it up on the internet and someone will put it together.
I mean, they've put weird raw footage on YouTube already.
Yeah.
Just do it.
So anyway, now that we have kind of alighted on all that, are you ready to jump in to protect the Quasar Saber?
Yes.
We start off with the Quasar Saber flying to a planet. Hey, Josh.
Uh-huh.
Why?
It's gotta go.
Why is it like, well, my owner died, better fly to a planet far away?
The explosion was so massive that it killed a Power Ranger, and it also blasted the Quasar Saber into space.
It didn't fly away until afterwards.
No, it did.
No, because we saw it. Unless we just saw it's a ghost. With Kendricks.
Because Kendricks appeared holding it, didn't
she? And then she's like, I have to go now, and let it go. And it was like,
me too. Well, it had to go to the next Pink Ranger.
Okay.
So I don't know why it didn't, it went a roundabout way.
Well, it's doing that Power Rangers good guy thing of you got to earn it.
Yeah, it got close.
It did.
Which is also set up in a weird way.
I'm not sure why. Well, I mean, you say set up in a weird way, as if it was set up at all.
You're right.
It just kind of like is, and we have to live with it. So there's a tiny man who has a bumpy face. We'll call him Bumple Stillskin for now. He grabs. He's like, "Yes, I have the pink Quasar Saber."
He just laughs and holds it up.
So he's the new Pink Ranger.
Yep,
guys, he's the new Pink Ranger.
He's the new guest star on Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
No, he will not be. Then we cut to Ghost Kendricks telling Maya that she needs to go get the Quasar Saber, and it's on Gwinnett. And normally when I write in these FACO words, it's like, I don't know.
We have consonants and vowels on a dartboard, Let's make a new planet today.
And I started writing in. I got to G-W-I-N. Not even the second N. And it was like, oh, did you mean Gwinnett? And I was like, yes, but how do you know that? Autocorrect.
Apple's listening, and they were like, I got you.
Well, we'll go to the next episode. I will capitalize the word bomb later on for no reason. I'm not perfect. I am still Apple. It's an iPhone 6, which now that the iPhone 8 is out,
it has to start messing
up. It's shutting down. Yeah. Like, immediately.
I have an SE, and sometimes it freezes trying to send a text message, and I have to reboot the phone. So,
phones, man. How do they work? Maya wakes up, and she's on the megaship, I think.
Yeah, she's in her bed.
But on the megaship. Like, they don't have, like, on
the
astronaut.
Was she on the megaship, or was she in her apartment?
No, because, I don't know. It was such a quick scene, and
I thought she was in her apartment, and then the next scene we cut to all of them gathering on the megaship.
Maybe that's
it. She probably called them and was like, guys, come quick.
Why didn't they just come to her apartment?
Because they had to take off to the planet Gwinnett, and they can't do that from their apartment.
But they also didn't take off in the megaship. They went on their little go-karts.
They're stored in the megaship, right?
Yeah, I think you might be right on that one. So they're there. They're all very sleepy because it's the middle of the night. Leo is like dead tired. Damon brought his pillow and sleeping cap and his
nightcap.
He doesn't have hair. What's he trying to protect?
I don't know.
Maybe his head's a little chilly. I don't know. And he's just like got his pillow against the wall and is leaning against
Is that just them being like, he's the funny guy? He wears a hat to bed.
I think what it was is that his pajamas are blue and they're like, no one's going to know he's the Green Ranger. Give him a green hat. And so they did that. So then we cut over to Trakina, who sees them leave on their go-karts and then tells Villamax and Deviant to, like, go find them and get the Quasar Saber because they know. Villamax is like, I know where it's
going to
be.
They just know it's on Gwinnett, I think. I'm pretty sure Trakina's like, they're going to Gwinnett to get the Quasar Saber.
Did Kendricks also go to the bad guys and tell them?
Oh, no, they pulled a Rita and they were just, like, watching their dreams, I guess. Because they just always have eyes on the Power Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, that technology does exist in the lore of Power Rangers, so I'll buy it. Villamax is like, I know where it'll be. I'll just go to there. He doesn't. He finds out from Deviant later. I don't know why he's so, like, gung-ho about leaving, because he doesn't know where he's going yet. Deviant gets to where he needs to go. We'll talk about that in a second. We go to the theme song. We come back. We're on Gwinnett, and the tiny man is he's weighing some gold on a scale. And there are two monsters out front. One is a tank.
Yeah.
And one is Buzz Swole, the Ultra Beast.
Yep, I was calling them Buzz Swole and Tank Abbott.
Tank Abbott's a good one. I just call him Tanko. I like Tank Abbott a lot. Tank Abbott, former MMA.
Slash
WCW wrestler. Slash manager of Three Count.
It's crazy to see Tank Abbott. And know that, like, that's what UFC came from.
Yeah.
Because he looks very different from any MMA fighter see now.
Yeah, man. It used to be weird. Before it got mainstream.
Yeah.
Back when it was underground. They mentioned the UFC, like, specifically the Ultimate Fighting Championships, in, like, the 1998-99 movie I'll Be Home for Christmas starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So it was a thing back then. I don't remember hearing about it until, like, 2005.
Either. I didn't know about it until Ken Shamrock came to the WWF.
I didn't know about it until after that because Ken Shamrock was gone by the time I came to the WWF. by the time they signed me as a little boy. So
just about as tall as Ken Shamrock as a little boy.
Yeah. So he is a little man, isn't he?
He is. He got a little powerful angry kicks, man. Though.
So Damon and Kai come up and they hide. They're like hiding behind a porch, and Kai does a bird call.
Yeah,
not Damon.
No, particularly weird because Damon has the bird powers,
but Kai, very good.
The gorilla.
You know how gorillas always making those bird noises. Those tricky gorillas.
And this was American footage, so they just made that choice.
Yeah. They looked at the Condor and Gorilla Power Rangers and went, Kai should do it. Stupid. Way to go, Jonathan Zacher. Welcome back, I guess. They knock, the bad guys like walk to the edge of the porch and they get like tripped and knocked out and chained up. And then Leo kicks open the door to Bumble Steelskin's office and is like, where's the Quasar Saber? And he's like, I don't know.
First he pulls a gun on them and Leo says, put the gun down or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Yes. And he's like, it'll cost you, this information will cost you dearly. And so Leo stabs the table and is like, I'll stab you.
Yeah, withholding it's going to cost you your life because I'll kill you.
I will kill you. They are not messing around today.
No, their friend died yesterday, yeah. And they're mad about that.
Yeah, they've got a lot of emotions going on. This Bumble Steelskin does have a little laser gun under his desk that he shoots, and it hits Maya and then turns to hit Leo.
It's both of them. It shoots both of them out the door.
Does it go through him? Okay. Because yeah. I know it hits Maya first, who was behind Leo, and I was like, maybe he shot twice and moved it a little bit. I don't know. It's not a pivot. And as he goes to, like, go out the door, Kai and Damon are there with their swords, like, hey, we'll also kill you unless you tell us. And so he's like, it's on. Kerouac.
I think it started with a B, but that's all I can remember. And that could be wrong.
I don't know. I heard a K. I don't know. Could be anything. So then he is like, oh, it's on the planet. And they're like, good. And they leave. And then he goes to grab his gun. He picks it up and turns into Deviant. So they've been pranked. And he walks over to the two chained up monsters and aims downward. And I swear to God, I thought he was going to execute them.
Yeah, because he said something about them making it too easy. Like, you didn't slow them down enough.
Yeah.
And so I thought he was just going to kill them.
Yeah, but he shoots the chains and frees them. He's like, you go tell Trakina, you set up a trap for the Rangers. And he walks back into the office building.
It's like a little desert house.
It's
kind of a shack, but also like,
it's shacky.
Yeah, shackish.
It's got some shack-like qualities to it. And Bumble Steelskin, the real version, is tied up in the back, and he pulls like a little bandana out of his mouth. He's like, hey, tell me where you sent it, or I'll kill you right now. And he's like, all right, fine. I sent it to Onyx. It's an auction house in Onyx. So number one, heck yeah, we get to go back to Onyx. Number two, this guy gave up that info real quick.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scoundrel.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He just wants two things, his life and some money.
So then Deviant's like, go set up a trap for the Rangers or whatever. And as he leaves, we get a shot of someone in the bushes. And you can't see because they are super duper in the bushes. But there is someone in there.
You can just barely make out one defining feature. I'm not going to say it.
Is it hair color?
It's the hair color.
Yeah, that's it. That's really it. Then we cut to the auction, and they are selling a big super soaker.
It's just a super soaker, but it's painted to look like metal.
It is the most gun-like gun they have had on the show, but it is also just a metal-painted super soaker. Also, they sell it for like 250 Zenobitars. I don't know if you remember that cool currency.
Well, it sounds so alien and spacey. Zenobitars.
Then he pulls up. By the way, this dude is in like some straight up demon from Angel makeup.
He is, because he's got horns coming out of his face. We get a lot of shots around the auction house, which I think is just the same set of the bar.
It's the bar, yeah.
And it's just a bunch of shots of weird monster aliens, and it felt very much like a Star Wars cantina scene, where they just show you how weird the other races in space are.
Yeah, it's very Star Wars.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. Onyx is great.
It is. I love Onyx. This will probably be the last season we ever hear about it.
Probably. R.I.P. and peace, Onyx. So he says next up is the pink Quasar Saber. They all know it's the pink one because they know the Wildcat, I guess, by face, and it's on the hilt. So
I guess,
like,
word also spread that she
Kendrick
died,
yeah. So he says, like, starting at whatever Xanabatars, and there's like everyone's bidding. Everybody starts bidding. There's some Piranatrons there for
no reason.
They're
like bodyguards for the auctioneer.
I guess.
It's weird that I guess they're just rogue Piranatrons. It is a race that Divatox just like uses to do her dirty work, but they are a race of people.
Or she hired them out because she needs some extra scratch.
That could be too. Yeah, it gets up to like, I don't know, 250,000 Xanobotars or whatever.
Yeah, a bunch.
And then a very familiar voice from the back of the room pipes up and bids 1 million Xanobotars.
1 million. We pan over, and who is it? That's right. My baby's back, and there's going to be trouble. Hey, nah, hey, nah. It's Astronema.
Guys, I messed up.
Josh, what did you do? You want to tell everyone how you did bad?
I was looking at the notes on my phone no more than 2 days ago, and Astronema's wig ranking was on there, and I was like, oh, we're done with that, and I deleted it, and now she has a new wig. It's a very good wig. I don't remember what the last number one was, but this one is probably a better quality wig than it.
I think the last number one was the good version of the red wig, the short red wig.
I like this one better than the red wig.
I think it's like a close second. It looks like a better Pharaoh wig.
Yeah, definitely.
With the aglets or whatever in her hair.
So anyway, it's one or two. It's at the top.
Yeah, it's up there. She says... Yeah, 1 million Xanobotars, or better yet, you just give it to me and I let you all live. Yeah,
give it to me and I won't just kill everyone in this room.
So they give it to her because they're scaredy cat babies.
There's a lot of death threats in this episode, yeah, I'm realizing.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Power Rangers got raw. I wonder what happened. Oh, I think I know what happened. They killed the Power Ranger is what happened. When I was putting up the episode, when I like tweeting about it, and when I put it up on Patreon, I said like it's a very important episode, and it is because like Kendrick's sacrificed herself, and it's the first time a Power Ranger dies. But it's also very important in that from here on out, Rangers can die now.
Yeah, there's now a precedent.
It totally requalifies the stakes.
I was thinking of this today. You remember our episode, The Stakes of Being a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Where Kimberly was just like stressed out because Rita ruined her float.
Well, okay. Rita personally attacked her float. Yeah. Yes.
But that was when we were like, oh man, it'll like ruin
this
your life being a Power Ranger.
Like being a Power Ranger.
You can't do nice things and you're a Power Ranger because the bad guy will mess it up. Or you can die now.
Sometimes you die now. Which is, like, I don't think any Power Rangers from here on out will die. I don't think that happens. But.
I don't know. Here's,
it's on the table.
I'm not going to say this is spoilers, but every time I've read about Kendrick's, they always said the first Power Ranger to die on screen.
When I was looking up her, like what happened, like, I was checking up Valerie Vernon because I was like, yeah, when we recorded the last episode, I was like, she came through and she's fine. And I was like... Boy, I hope I'm right. So I just did a little double check in the edit. And she's fine. She has an interior design company now with like some partners called KV Design or something like that.
Oh, nice.
She looks great. She doesn't do a ton of conventions. Every once in a while, she'll pop out for one. But she looks like she's doing really good for herself. So good for her. But it said the only Power Ranger to die on screen.
Okay.
That might be old information.
Maybe.
I don't know. But here's the thing. And I was also thinking about this, is we were mad when Billy died in Power Rangers, the movie, the new one.
Yeah.
The difference is Billy was just shot and killed and had zero fanfare. And they killed him to, like, bring him back. They used it as a plot point instead of as a, like, character-defining moment.
Yeah.
Kendrick's sacrificed herself to save one person.
Yeah.
Like, that's important. That's not Billy just being shot and drowning, you know?
Right.
Like, it's very different. Not that anyone's, like, said anything about it, but, like, I've been thinking about it since I edited the episode. So, anyway, she takes the sword from the auctioneer, cuts his pants. What a power move.
In a better show, she cut him in half.
Well, yeah, but she just wants to embarrass him. Right. So she knows who's in charge. So everyone knows who's in charge. And then Trakina's there and is like, bull honky. Astronema turned on the forces of darkness. She went back to the light. You're just Caron. And Caron's like, well?
Well, here's the thing about that. You're not wrong, Trakina.
Right.
However, Caron... still was Astronema. She still used to be Astronema.
Okay, here, and we might as well talk about it now, because I don't want to talk about it in every single episode going forward. Here is my problem with Caron. It's not Astronema.
Yeah, she's not just good Astronema.
Yeah, good Astronema would be the best character in Power Rangers history. she's written in such a way that it isn't just good astronomer. It's not even astronomer trying to atone for being bad. It's written as if astronomer was a, like, personality that took over Carone.
Yeah, it's like astronomer was somebody else. She's dead now, and Carone, in every single aspect, is different.
Yeah.
She does still fight pretty well.
She fights pretty well. Well, but later on when she's fighting as Carone, it's not as good.
It's not as good, but she does get a couple good licks in. And she,
I mean,
it's a good, I think that's still a good fight. But it is very different.
But it's not like Astronomer putting the boots to six Power Rangers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, which she did often and well. It's just really weird. She's like weirdly soft spoken and like demure for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's a much better character here than what we are getting. And I hope they figure it out and like even it out, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
I don't have any confidence in that.
But like when she's pretending to be astronomer, it's like, oh, just do that. But when you're around people you like, be nice. Like that's it. But when you're around bad guys, still be like, oh, I can turn it on. Like
right.
If you want some, you just got to come get some. So Villamax starts heading towards her. He jumps off the balcony, is walking over like the pews that everyone was sitting on. And they start sword fighting. And he slashes at her. They get up onto the podium area.
Yeah.
Stage. She knocks three Piranatrons away from her, or two away from her arms, and then kicks the podium into a third one. And then Villamax like swipes at her, and she does like a Matrix like bend backwards, and her hair, her wig comes off. And when she pops up, she's blonde. That's who was in the bushes earlier.
Right.
And also, her astronomer makeup fell off when she leaned backwards.
That's the weird thing. And her being in the bushes is that, like, the Quasar Saber went to the general area of where she is.
Yeah.
But we don't know why Carone is on Gwinnett.
The only explanation we get from her, anyway, is that she knew the Quasar Saber was gonna be out in the world. Like,
but then it didn't go to her, she went to it.
I don't know.
So why did it go there?
Maybe it went to, maybe she was just there, right? We don't know what Carone's been up to. Maybe
that's
she was
true.
Just there.
And it's the not too distant future, but still the future, so she's been doing something.
Yeah, so she was just there doing something, and it landed far enough away from her. That I think it's the sort of thing where like the power, the Morphin Grid, is gonna make you earn it.
Yeah.
Asterisk. Big asterisk for coming up in a couple of minutes. So she blocks another slash with the sword, and this sword is very powerful. It's a Quasar Saber, and it sends Villamax flying backwards.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed that, like, and she looks at it like, whoa, you did that. And she runs. She gets out of there, and Tank Abbott comes up to Drakina and is like, hey, trap's all set. Carone's right around the corner. She didn't go anywhere. She's just like hiding like 2 feet away from Drakina. And she's like, I gotta tell the Rangers. So we cut to the Power Rangers, who see like a campsite. It's like a backpack with the hilt of the thing coming out of it, of the Quasar Saber.
You know, like a trap.
Like a trap. And they're like, there it is. They must have left it here. And everyone dipped and left a very powerful artifact just laying around. Sure. So they go up to it. And Leo pulls it off, and it's just a hilt, and it's attached to a bomb.
Well, because now they know what works.
Yeah. Blow them up. Well, I mean, that was like an energy explosion.
There was a lot of different aspects of that.
Yeah.
That was like a geyser of power,
of
Power Rangers
energy.
Yeah.
But I think if you can't summon one of those, maybe a bomb is a pretty good second choice. Divatalk's almost at it.
She was on the right track.
She gave it up once they switched over Power Rangers.
Her problem was she set timers for 6 hours instead of like 30 seconds.
Set the timer for an hour and 48 minutes. That'll get them. They kind of come to, and Deviant is standing over Leo's body with his like hand blaster pulled on him. And he does the voice of like, it's on Onyx or whatever, of Bumble Stillskin, just to be like, it was me, punk. I trick you. And he's about to shoot Leo in the head, and then a saber flies in and hits him so hard that he flies into Buzzswole and knocks them both over. And it was Carone. And she grabs a sword, picks Leo up, is like, all right, let's go. Let's get out of here. I heard about the trap. We're going to go. And then as soon as they round the corner and they're like behind a rock, she's like, I want to give you the sword back because like I've done, I did so many bad things in this room. I should do something good. It's like, come on. Like, this is killing me. I just don't want to deal with this forever.
She should have been like, here's your sword. Now let's go fight them.
Yeah. Like here, you. This is yours. Like, I found it. I heard about it. Like, but she's so like weirdly reserved about it.
Yeah. Man, she should just be cool.
Yeah, I just don't love it. Let me rewrite this season real quick. So then they are running back to the Mario Karts, and Drakina teleports in between them and the carts. Deviant and Buzzswole come up behind them. They are pincer maneuvered. They're trapped. So they start fighting. Before they start fighting, they do get blasted with lightning, and then Drakina turns her dad staff into a dad sword. So the sword flies out of her hand. The others are like more hurt than Karone is because she's like a little outside. They all get up immediately anyway, but she looks like she's the one who's still like awake and like aware. So she goes for the sword.
That's weird, right? Because she's not morphed.
Yeah.
So she should be the most damaged.
Yes.
Because she's just a person.
Well, I mean, she does have psychic powers.
Does she?
Didn't we determine that, like, she kind of, like, instead of using them as telekinesis, she used it to, like, enhance her strength and stuff?
I think so.
Man, where'd that go?
But also, I think that was just headcanon. The only person with psychic powers that we can confirm is Andros.
And Zane. Zane also had them.
Did he use them?
Once or twice? Oh, yeah, because he showed Ashley, and Andros got all mad.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Drakina, after Karone picks up the saber again, she starts fighting Drakina, and they like run up a mountain. Like, she tries to like lead Drakina away, I think, just because she knows like you're the most powerful one. Let me get you away. And so they go up a mountain, they start fighting, and Karone doesn't do well. Which
the only thing I can think of
is it's not a spear. It's a sword.
It's like a new weapon.
Yeah.
She's not used to the balance or whatever. But more importantly than that is she's not fighting to kill. She's fighting to defend. And I think that's the difference, is because Astronema always shot to kill.
That's true. She's trying a new thing. All right, I can buy that. So Drakina gets her to the edge of the mountain, and as she's about to fall off, grabs the Quasar Saber, which for 1 second looks like she's like, I won't kill you. She was super hyped to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill all the Rangers. I'm going to get all the Sabers. And then, also, I'm going to get to kill Astronema. It's going to be my best day ever. So she catches her. And then she shakes her off and pushes her off of a mountain.
She kicks her.
Does she kick her?
She kicks her in the gut.
Karone flies off, catches herself on the ledge.
Would have ripped her shoulders right out of her
sockets. Yeah. She would still die. She would just die armless. We cut back as Drakina is walking away like the champion of the universe, and she goes back up to fight the rest of the Rangers. And we cut between like her basically just like whooping the Power Rangers and Karone slipping. We get like a shot of her arms being very sweaty.
Yeah.
So she's like, she doesn't have any grip. And then she falls. And I thought that somehow the Wildcat Zord was going to be there to catch her.
Boy, do I wish that was what happened.
I would give any possession I own, any one possession I own, to change what happened into literally anything else ever. Because what happens is she stops.
Falling.
She stops
in midair.
Falling. Yeah. And like rotates a little bit. And then the ghost of Kendrick's past fades in, morphed, and is like, hey, I caught you. Here's a morpher. You're the new Power Ranger. They need your help. We'll let you down now. Cool? And like lowers her down.
Finish.
And also, when maybe this makes sense, but at the moment it didn't. When Karone gets caught, she's like, Kendrick's. How'd you know? Like, Leo also was like, Karone, it's you.
I can kind of understand that because he knows of the Space Rangers.
Right. Maybe Andros told him.
Yeah. Maybe. Or like even just like you know who those Rangers are. You know about them. So just like hearing the stories about them, it probably came up.
Yeah.
That like Astronema was Karone. Here's the
right. Yeah. Yeah. It just probably got around. But how does Karone know who Kendrick is?
Should have no idea.
Maybe
because she's been on Gwinnett.
Yeah. And I would say like, oh, maybe it's because like Leo told her, but we've seen the entirety of them being in the same place.
And the only thing I can think of is Kendricks appears to her as a morphed ghost. And so Corona's like, that's the Pink Ranger. That's Kendricks, the one that died that I heard about.
Oh, maybe. That I'll have to believe that. Because nothing else
it's
makes
the
sense.
Only way you can believe anything.
So he's like, she just like lets her down. And he's like, all right, see you later. If you need me, I'll be around. And then floats away.
There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of reasons why this is like stupid.
It's very stupid.
I don't know if you remember when the Galaxy Rangers first got their powers, but they pulled the Quasar Sabers from the rocks and immediately were morphed when they held them up.
Yeah.
Would have been really cool if when Carone was fighting Trakina, she went for like an overhead swing or something, and just like as it was up or raised, it was like, oh, it you.
Yeah. I like what they do with it in like a second, but knowing that this Kendricks stuff happens and that being like really bad and just very stupid, I would rather it be when Trakina went to kick her off, she didn't let go of the Quasar Saber.
Yeah.
And then Trakina was like, well, I'll just get it when I collect her body in a minute.
Right.
And then on the way down, she morphed with the Quasar Saber and landed like a Power Ranger and was good.
Yeah.
What they do is cool, and I understand that. I wish there was one other thing between that and her falling besides Kendricks' Force Ghost showing up to lend a hand. We cut back over to the fight. Trakina's like, how do you like the Pink Quasar Saber now? Because she like slashed him and stabbed him with it.
She's kicking their butts with their friend's weapon. Like, yeah. It's rough.
It's pretty rough. It's pretty great for Trakina. It's a really good Trakina moment.
And I'm glad that she's so good at fighting now.
Yeah. And like, that's the other thing is like, because again, Astronema was the best. She was awesome at fighting. So this implies that Trakina is better, or Trakina's about as good and without a spear and without murdering.
Yeah.
Carone is kind of hampered because that's her whole style before. She pulls up the sword to stab Leo to death, presumably, and Carone grabs the hilt of it and then, like, gets it away from her and instant morphs, like you said, like they did the first time. And I like that, but she does, they did make a whole rigmarole of her getting the morpher from Kendricks, whatevs, that's fine.
I get wanting, like, a proper passing of the torch, I guess, but at the same time, you did it in such a bad, corny way.
Number one, it's such a bad way. And number two, like, let Kendricks be gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the DX reunions. Nobody misses them because they happen every 2 years. Carone, now morphed, fights both Villamax and Trakina, which is really cool. She got the power in her, so she's like, figured it out.
Yeah.
She got that extra on the secret sauce. So she like hits Trakina once, and Villamax runs up and is like, hey, we gotta go. And Trakina's like, no, I'm about to kill the Power Ranger. Like, I gotta do this. And Villamax's like, no, while they're all distracted here, we'll go and we'll destroy Terra Venture. And then she's like, oh yeah, great plan. So Carone comes up to slash through them. They teleport away. Also, so does everybody else, though.
Everybody except for Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw is just left holding the bag.
And they kill him in like a minute.
It's literally from here, maybe 60 seconds.
I think if Trakina took Tank Abbott with her.
Yeah.
Villamax, or if just Trakina took not Deviant, leave him. He sucks. If Trakina took Villamax with her, and you leave Deviant, Tank Abbott, Buzzswole, and like send some Stingwingers for backup.
Just leave a bunch of buggies, at least something else that you don't kill in one hit. Because like the distraction disappears immediately.
There's no
once they all disappear.
There's no distraction. You took everybody with you.
Yeah. So she calls the lights and they kill him. They do the power up mode. They kill him.
Yep. She knows all about her new powers completely.
Well, it's second nature to her.
Not completely. There's one thing she doesn't know.
Yeah. So they get to Terra. Alpha calls him. It's like, hey, Terra Venture's under attack. You got to come back. So they get back to Terra Venture and they're like, all right, Carone, it's your first day. You get to call the Zords. And she's like, hey, Zords, what up?
Galactic Beast over here.
Over here. And Dame's like, no. It's and he like grabs her arm, is like, yeah, point this one, and then you do this one with your other one. And she's like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And then she calls the Galactic Beast. I really like that. Then she's like, call him, okay. And she just like calls for him. I also like the Damon's like, this is the move that we do that calls our big King's Kong buddies.
It's like a Z move. You have to do a complicated dance before.
You got to do a big spooky dance. You want to do the spooky Z move.
I've seen that one a lot because I had a decidueye.
I did a lot of the water one, and then I did the Primarina one, which is just like summon up Solaris, the water planet, and like destroy people with it. I love Primarina. Oh, sorry, I missed something that I really wanted to talk about before Alpha calls him back. They like gather around Caron and they're like, yeah, we did it. Like, first day, your power. Yeah, heck yeah. And Caron's like, I can't believe I'm a Power Ranger. And I got a little choked up for a second because I also am happy that she's a Power Ranger now.
Even though, as astronomer, she said she would never want to be one.
Yeah.
Here we are. And this was not planned when she said that.
Nope.
No way.
No way. It's a little lessened by that, but it is like the idea of her being like,
well, I like the unintentional foreshadow of her saying
I will
that.
Never be one. And then, yeah, because it's like it is the redemption arc. It's like the, hey, like, not the redemption arc, but the, like, you're a good person. You're a good guy now.
Yeah.
Like, because you're a Power Ranger. So, congratulations. Because I don't know if there's any evil Power Rangers. Like, there are, like, evil sets of Rangers, but I don't know if any Power Rangers specifically go evil.
No. Only Tommy was evil, and then he got better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah, so.
I really would have liked it if Trakeena, when she took the saber, was able to be like an evil Pink Ranger for an episode or two.
That would be great.
Until like Caron was able to like wrestle it away from her somehow or something.
Yeah. They get in the Zords. They do the Megazord. They fight for like 2 seconds, but Tank Abbott like tackles them. Tank Abbott has big old like treads around.
His shoulders are tank treads.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, what's the guy from Turbo?
Rygar.
No. Is that his name? Rygar? Yeah, yeah. The blue guy.
Yeah, with the big
horn. Is that Rygar? I thought it started with a G. Maybe that was his Sentai name started with a G. Yeah. So it's like this big shoulder thing and his head's in the middle. Like, he's got a spike on his head, which would only work if you fit directly between his tank tread shoulder pads that go up over the spike. It's a little bit of a pointless design. So they're knocked down. They call Centaurus, who comes in and shoots him a bunch of times, and then that lets him do the lights up sword. Centaurus really takes the wind out of Caron's first battle.
Yeah.
She calls the sword and everything. She calls everything in it, which I really, really like. But like also Centaurus shows up for no reason.
And just guns down the monster.
It's kind of lame.
It is. I don't like the Lost Galacta Buddies at all.
No, there's a lot they could have done.
They don't
they
combine with the Megazord in any way?
No, they're just like 6 micro machines that turn into like a crappy robot.
Yeah, it's just like an assist summon. They come in and help you beat the bad guy, and then they're out.
It kind of bites. Now that Tank Abbott is dead, we cut to later where the girls are coming in, and Maya's like, this is our quarters, here's your bunk, there's food in the kitchen, everything's going to be great, I got her roomie.
Her bunk, and I couldn't tell for sure, because Maya's is, there's 3 bunks in the wall, same as the boys. Maya's is on the top, it's lit up in yellow, there's one lit up in pink in the middle, and then there's another one that's just like not lit up, so it's like black on the bottom, and Caron is wearing all black right now.
Right.
So I think the bottom bunk
is going to be hers.
Is Caron's.
We'll see if she doesn't just straight up, because they come in with like shopping bags, like they're just, like, we gotta get you some pink clothes.
It
now.
Would just be super weird to me if Maya was like, Kendrick's used to sleep here. This is your bed now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bottom one I always thought of as storage, but it's like, just move that stuff.
Yeah.
Just move it, please. So then she's like, wow, this is really great. What a great spaceship. Like, it's totally different than what I lived on for a very long time. Then she sees a picture of Maya and Kendrick's. And she grabs it and she's like, I know I'm not going to be as good as Kendrick's, but like, I'm going to try my hardest and I'm going to try to like do right by her name. And Maya's like, hey, we're all happy you're here. Like, we're glad that you're a Power Ranger. Like, don't worry about replacing her. Just like do the best you can.
Right. Don't be Kendrick's. Yeah. Be Caron. And you'll be fine.
Yeah. And you'll be fine. And for like 1 second, I was like, they are going to kiss. but they didn't. like the music was just right, and they were like slowly coming in, and then Kai comes in, and I was like, oh, okay.
Of course he does.
Way to go, Kai. Here's the thing. So in the Discord, Riley was talking about, by the way, we have a Discord. If you're a $5 patron or above, you can like scroll down through the Patreon and find access to our Discord. So we can get access to
it. There's got to be a way to pin a post or something there.
I can just like tag it as like Patreon exclusive and then put a pinned tag on the side, which I've been meaning to do for a while anyway. I just haven't. Just scroll down to find it. But
it's a ways down.
It's down there. Look, it's fine. It might be tagged as Discord, so you can just search the tags.
Right, right.
Anyway, so he said, like, has Kai ever cooked anything to completion, or is it always just burnt food?
Yeah, you know, he always like starts a pot of water and then leaves the house for 3 hours.
He just puts a slab of meat in a pot, no water, nothing, and turns the stove on and leaves.
Now is a good time to go shopping.
And then he gets mad at Dave. He's like, we gotta get home. I left something burning on the stove. But one time he helped cook dinner for Maya's friend, who was actually a robot, or was actually a monster.
Yeah.
I think that kind of counts. He comes in with like a bar cart full of food. He's like, it's some sort of chicken. I forget what he said.
He says chicken a la carte.
Chicken a la carte. I thought he said a la Kai, which is a little gross.
Either way. Kai is a little grosser than just a la carte.
Yeah. Well, a la carte just means like whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's like blank check.
Well, I think he means
it's a la carte.
He thinks it means, yeah, I brought it on this cart.
This is chicken a la carte. Kai, you're stupid.
Carone sees the chicken and is like, wow, for me?
Wow, chicken. This is great.
Love that lemon and herb chicken.
They're like, welcome to Terror Adventure. And then it's just like her smiling as it like freeze frames and the episode is over. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
Oh, crap.
What's the best?
Astronomer? The astronomer part?
I agree.
Where she just like, her as astronomer, just commanding the entire room is, I think, the best part of the episode.
Yes.
It falls apart from there a little bit.
It doesn't fall apart until she meets up with the Rangers. Because even when she, like, literally loses her wig and is just Carone in an astronomer suit, it's still astronomer. And yeah. I really like that. Like, yeah, when she literally is like 1 million and everyone's like, huh? And looks over at her and they're like, oh, crap, that's astronomer here.
And she's just sitting at the bar, like, does she have her staff?
No.
No, that's a shame.
She just walks up and takes it and she's like, hey, if you don't, I'm not even going to pay for this because I just won't kill everyone in this room now.
Yeah.
If you give it to me.
And the auctioneer just like kneels and presents it to her.
He's like, that's good enough for me. Like, that rules. It does fall apart afterwards, but I'm not going to fault it for that.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
The Kendrick's ghost part.
It's so bad. The Kendrick's ghost in the very beginning talking to Maya in her dream was a little much, but not bad.
Yeah.
I get it, right?
I could understand Maya dreaming about Kendrick's.
Yeah.
Like,
I cannot ration why the ghost of Kendrick's would be there to pass the torch. And how that is better than Carone becoming the Ranger on her own.
Than Carone earning it. Because at this point, she was just given it.
Yeah. And now that's the story. The story is not she's a Power Ranger. It's what do you do with it? It's Leo's story from the first 6 episodes. But with a ghost. But this time the Ranger that gave him the sword is actually dead. I don't know.
I don't either.
So we'll see. Who's the MVP?
Villamax?
I think it's
See, I was going to say Carone, but then I was also like, I don't know if it's Carone.
Again, and I know it's going to come up a lot, and I know I say I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. Like, her just being completely, like,
she's just so different. Mousy.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is they turned astronomer into a, like, affliction and not a character, and I don't like that. So I guess Trakina. I think I'm going to say Trakina.
Yeah, I'll say Trakina.
She kicked a Power Ranger off of a mountain.
She did. And she went and kicked the other four's butts while the other one was trying not to die.
With their dead friend's sword. That's a baller move.
Yeah.
So I guess Trakina's my MVP for this episode. I hope Crone picks it up from here, because I would love to give some more MVPs out to her.
Yeah.
And now we have to rank the episode.
I don't think it's a stinker. I think it's a fine episode. It's around the upper middle, I think.
Yeah, I like the episode. I don't like parts of the episode, and I don't like that Kendrick's ghosts catch scene so much. So let's it's above Double Duty, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to top 10. All right, so number 10 is Green Courage, which was a Damon episode where him and Leo it's a Damon episode with Leo.
It's a Damon episode, but it's more a Leo episode.
But Leo did a lot of the work, where they go to save the person, the Illuminati one. They go to save her from Trakina's ship, and he like fixes the blade ship.
I think I like the complexities of that one. A Power Ranger having to help the bad guy keep going.
Yeah, but also they have a mission to do.
Yeah.
Also, like, but he doesn't need to fix it. He just does because he said he was going to.
Right.
You know, I think I like that better. So the next one under that is Shark Attack. That one is the last Treacheron episode.
Oh, see, Treacheron's death is so good.
It is. Below that is the rescue mission, which was
the movie Alien.
The movie Alien.
Is this even better than Alien?
I think it's better than Alien. I think it's better than Rescue Mission.
Yeah, because Rescue Mission was kind of just it got him the book.
It got him the book, and it was really just like a claustrophobic. Like that was like the tone of it was really good. But
it was not a very. It wasn't a Power Rangers episode because when the Rangers showed up, it was jarring.
We were like, get out of here,
yeah.
Unmorph. How dare you be here like that? You're a pink, blue, yellow, and green. Cartoon character steps onto Alien the movie and didn't work.
All right, I could put this above that.
Okay, so coming in at number 12, that's it stinks that it's that low.
It does,
but that's where it fits because it like they didn't drop the ball. They didn't do everything they could have.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's like almost no mourning of Kendrick's other than Maya had a nightmare.
Well, because she's still there. Like, the only person who looked like he was sad about Kendrick's death is Leo when he woke up early. But he might have just been tired.
Yeah.
Because if you talk to me very early morning, I also look like someone just died. Me!
And it's like, she just died. And I don't want them to be mad at Corona. That's not what I'm asking. I just like...
No,
They're a little too happy.
They replace Kendrick's really quickly.
Yeah.
And I also don't want there to be six episodes of them being like, oh, you're not Kendrick's though. Like, I'm glad they got that out of the way. But in this first episode, maybe just be like, we do need another Pink Ranger, you know?
Right.
Like,
the last episode ended on them staring into space saying, what do we do now? And then this next episode doesn't answer that question.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives them Corone, but like, they're not in any dire straits at any point. Like, they're getting beat up by Trakina, but they were going to get beat up by Trakina anyway.
Yeah, that was going to happen either way. This is, again, according to Bibbs's email, like, this episode was hastily written and shot because, like, they had an episode that they did and they had to undo it.
Right.
I have to assume that episode was really good. And this one was like, what do we have? We have a mountain and the Onyx sets. All right, let's go. We have to do something.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's perfectly serviceable. Top half, it's in the good episodes area. It's just it could be in the great episodes area.
It could
not.
Have been the best.
I think if there was one episode in between the last episode and this one of them without Kendrick's, not sure what to do.
Yeah, we needed more of just the four of them.
Yeah. Just one episode
give
is
us,
all I'm asking.
Give us this episode without a Pink Ranger. Like, they're trying to find the Quasar Saber, but they have to do it as a team of four instead of a team of five.
Yeah.
And so, like, they have a harder time overcoming whatever challenge is there.
And then they don't find it. Because the next episode is Corone by herself as kick-ass astronomer, but good, finding it and doing it. And you can shoot them both at the same time, save double time.
Yeah.
Boom, I just solved your problem 20 years too late.
oh, well. This is what we got.
Yeah. So I mean, I like Carone. I like her fine. I like the fact that she can be astronomer, that astronomer's in there. Better.
Yeah, she can turn it on if she needs
yeah.
to.
Yeah, so I just hope they kind of even her out at least a little bit. Again, not holding my breath. So that's going to do it for us for today, though. Next episode, I don't remember what it was called, but the description is like, Carone has a struggle about being astronomer in the past.
It's called Facing the Past.
Facing the Past, ooh, woof.
So they're going to just entirely kill astronomer.
Yeah, also, so this episode goes up on Friday, so then the next one is Monday, obviously. I don't know, the week after next we might have to skip an episode because I don't know if we will have time to record. We're gonna try to record it to keep on track, but I don't know if we will have time. I'm going on vacation for 6 days, and one of those days is when we record episodes, so we might be one episode off. We'll let you know, but in 2 weeks,
right,
we might skip a Friday probably. So just go back and listen to some other good ones. Go check out the jacket episode or anything from In Space. They're all pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time,
may the power protect you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 325 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Protect the Quasar Saber. Did I say episode 32?
You did it. I was just about to ask
let
you.
Let me do it again. Let me do this one again.